A pilot reports chest pains before going down off the California coast. NASA extends the shuttle era into 2011. And wait till you hear what UAVs are doing now. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, July 6th, 2010. A Cessna 182P went down about 2 miles short of Catalina Airport in the sky off the California coast Thursday afternoon. After the pilot radioed a report of chest pains, he was fatally injured in the accident, although it has not been determined whether the impact or a medical condition was the cause of death. L.A. County Sheriff spokesman Jeff Donahue said the pilot, who had not been identified by our deadline, was the only person aboard the aircraft when it went down about 1 p.m. Pacific time. The pilot had told controllers he was having chest pains, which could indicate a heart attack. He added he did not think he could make the runway. The L.A. Times reports that a brush fire sparked by the crash burned about 20 acres and was not brought under control until Friday. The airport is situated in hilly terrain, which made reaching the wreckage difficult. Sources within NASA said a few weeks ago the agency was contemplating delays in the launches of the last two space shuttle missions. Now it's official. The shuttle fleet not only will not be retired in time for the end of the federal fiscal year, September 30th, but will still be flying into the next calendar year. NASA is now targeting 4:33 p.m. Eastern Time, November 1st, for the launch of Discovery's STS-133 mission, and 4:19 p.m. on February 26, 2011, for the liftoff of Endeavour on STS-134. The target dates were adjusted because critical payload hardware for STS-133 will not be ready in time to support the previously planned September 16th launch. If you thought UAVs had achieved some amazing things in the past, imagine autonomous refueling between two unmanned aircraft. Northrop Grumman has won a $30 million DARPA contract to demonstrate just that. The demonstration will reportedly use two Global Hawks and a hose and drogue refueling system. Management of the entire operation will be autonomous. The choice of HALE drones, HALE being short for High Altitude Long Endurance, is not coincidental. Northrop notes the demonstration will take place at a much higher altitude than has been previously demonstrated with manned aircraft. It'll also be the first time that HALE UAVs have flown in formation. Engineering will be based at the Northrop Grumman Unmanned Systems Development Center in Rancho Bernardo, California. Up next on ANN, pilots are cautiously optimistic about Pinnacle's acquisition of Masaba. American Eagle pilots worry about divestiture. And Delta flight attendants could be unionizing soon. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 6th. I'm Paul Plack. In response to Pinnacle Airlines' announcement of the purchase of Masaba Airlines last week, pilot union leaders at Pinnacle, Masaba, and Colgan say they're cautiously optimistic, but all have made official statements with hints that the strength of a larger operation will also mean the strength of a larger pilots group. Pinnacle's Captain Scott Erickson says, quote, "I'm pleased to see Pinnacle pursue additional opportunities to grow the airline and augment its ability to compete in a tough economic environment. We are committed to working together to ensure positive results for employees of all three airlines and the shareholders," unquote. Masaba's Captain Mark Nagel observed, quote, "Masaba pilots have a long history of working closely with Pinnacle pilots on a number of issues we share as Delta Connection partners. We are confident that our continued coordination will result in a positive outcome for our pilot groups," unquote. And Colgan's Captain Mark Segaloff notes, quote, "Ever since Pinnacle purchased our airline and Colgan pilots joined ALPA, our two pilot groups have built a strong relationship. We look forward to a similar relationship with Masaba pilots as all of us work to achieve our mutual goals for our pilots and our airlines," unquote. ALPA President Captain John Prater added his own, less subtle pressure. Quote, "The decades of experience and vast resources of ALPA will support our members as they work with their management teams to protect and enhance their careers," unquote. American Eagle pilots, represented by ALPA, aren't so sure their concerns will be heard if a divestiture of their airline being considered by AMR Corp comes to pass. Captain Tony Gutierrez, chairman of the Eagle Pilots Master Executive Council, insists, quote, "We are an essential asset to this company, and the support of Eagle pilots will be a vital component in the decision-making process about Eagle's future," unquote. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, has petitioned the U.S. National Mediation Board to issue a finding that Delta's acquisition of Northwest Airlines has created a single transportation system. A similar ruling is already in place for the combined airline's pilots. If the NMB rules as the union expects that it's now all one airline, it will open the door for an election which could bring legacy Delta flight attendants under union representation for the first time. The timing is significant. On June 25th, a U.S. District Court struck down a challenge by Delta management to new NMB election rules, which require only a majority of those voting, rather than a majority of those eligible, to approve union representation. Patricia Friend, AFA-CWA International President, says of the imminent vote, quote, "Delta and Northwest flight attendants have waited a long time for this day and are eager to move forward in creating a world-class contract at the world's largest carrier," unquote. Before the acquisition of Northwest, Delta flight attendants always voted down the union. We'll see if the new majority rule makes a difference. Still ahead, Sikorsky chooses a partner to produce multimedia training products. India puts a new tax on airline tickets. And a Minnesota pilot will go to jail for FUI. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, July 6th. I'm Paul Platt. Sikorsky Aerospace Services has signed a memo of understanding with Job Performance Associates of Jacksonville, Florida, for the development of interactive multimedia training products linked to Sikorsky technical publications. David Adler, president of Sikorsky Aerospace Services, explains, quote, "With video demonstrations embedded in our technical manuals, our field service representatives will be able to maintain the highest training standards. We are pleased to team with JPA to advance training capabilities at all levels of our enterprise," unquote. Michael Lee, chief operations officer of Job Performance Associates, predicts, quote, "Together, we are going to dramatically change the way many companies educate and communicate to their employees," unquote. A new tax on airline tickets for flights originating in India went into effect July 1st. It's 10.3%, but is capped at about $2.21 for domestic flights, or $5.05 for international economy flights. The Indian international airline Jet Airways and its all-economy subsidiary Jet Light says they'll collect this service tax under the tax code JN, and in addition to the existing tax for international air travel for premier and first class passengers. The new tax applies to all flights originating at airports in India or originating or departing airports in the states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura, and Bagdogra in West Bengal. And finally, the pilot of an unregistered two-place aircraft, which went down in Gull Lake in Minnesota in June of last year, has been sentenced to 240 days in jail and fined $1,500 for operating the plane while intoxicated. He'll also be on probation for 6 years. Jonathan Carrilla tested with a blood alcohol level of .223 shortly after being pulled from the lake following the crash. He and his passenger, Estelle Paulson, both escaped serious injuries, but Paulson was treated at a local hospital. KQUW Television reports that Carrillo tried to tell authorities he hadn't had anything to drink until he was on the boat that pulled him from the water and later on shore. But the state toxicologist said he would have had to put away 11 shots of 100-proof liquor to reach the blood alcohol level at which he tested, and that test happened about 20 minutes after the incident. Carrillo has 6 prior alcohol-related driving offenses on his record. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, a preview of this weekend's Arlington Fly-In in Washington State from the event's executive director, Barb Tolbert. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.